History is on their side.
We're Dodger fans. We want to win.
This is Dodger Talk.
Nobody wanted to leave until we brought the Dodgers home.
Dodger Talk.
We need to learn from history.
The rest is history.
So we don't repeat history.
Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Six Flags Magic Mountain.
The thrill capital of the year.
Mutual of America.
Your retirement company.
And Daniel's Jewelers.
Making diamond dreams come true since 1948.
Gonna take it all. Be a part of the show at 866-987-2570.
A four-run blast.
Second deck.
Gone.
A home run.
Gonna be a legend.
Here's your host for Dodger Talk, David Vasse.
Well, the Dodgers ended their streak of 18 consecutive games played yesterday with a victory against the Rockies. They have the night off and will be back in action tomorrow night at Dodger Stadium against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Welcome to Dodger Talk, the off-day edition. David Vasse with you until 8 o'clock tonight, taking your phone calls at 866-987-2570. One of our favorite guys that is a huge Dodger fan and is one of the biggest soap opera stars still out there, and that's Joshua Morrow from The Young and the Restless. He is going to call in. He's a huge fan, has been one since 88 when he moved. I think he was still living in Oklahoma when he became a Dodger fan. Then when he came out to L.A. to be an actor, he obviously fell in love with the Dodgers and is a huge Alex Verdugo fan. He's been The first time he was on the show was earlier this season when the Dodgers were in Denver the first time around, and he was banging the Verdugo drums back then, so he is very excited with Alex getting an everyday opportunity, so I'm sure he'll get into that. But it's been 25 years that Joshua Morrow has been an actor on The Young and the Restless on CBS and a huge Dodger fan, so he'll check in with us at the bottom of the hour. In case you missed it yesterday, the Dodgers had three pitchers named to the All-Star team: Clayton Kershaw, Walker Buehler, Hyunjin Ryu, and as you know, Cody Bellinger is already a starter in the outfield. I was curious why Kenley Jansen didn't make it, and I was actually shocked that the National League did not take more closers. So last year they took five closers. This year I believe they only have three relief pitchers. They went heavily with the starting pitchers. So that is a little bit of a surprise. Max Muncy deserves to be on the All-Star team. And if you want to read between the lines of what Dave Roberts has been saying over the last week, if he has any say in it, he is going to make Max Muncy an All-Star. Hitting 20 home runs is one of the biggest sluggers in baseball the first half of the season. So if anything pops up as far as an injury or anything else that goes on, you could bet that Dave Roberts is going to find a way to get Max Muncy on the National League All-Star team. And fair enough. The Dodgers have the best record in baseball. They do deserve more than four guys on the All-Star team, but there's always the rules of having every team represented, so that kind of clutters things up on the roster. You look at the three closers that were taken for the National League All-Star team: Will Smith, Kirby Yates, Josh Hader. Will Smith, the only Giant that is going to be represented as far as the reserves go. I'm looking at it right now. Buster Posey did not get the vote. So, yeah, they had to take Will Smith, and he's deserving. He's definitely deserving. Kirby Yates of the Padres, deserving. And also Josh Hader, deserving. But if they were going to take another closer, I felt like it should have been Kenley Jansen. And you look at who the other National League pitchers are: Mike Soroka from the Braves, Jacob DeGrom from the Mets, Scherzer, Kershaw, Ryu, Buehler, Greinke. Zach Greinke is the only Diamondback on this team. So that's where they had to fill in the blanks. So that's where it is right now. 866-987-2570. I can't believe David Dahl made it over Max Muncy. David Dahl is a nice player, but is he really an All-Star? I'm not really sure about that. I guess that's my only question mark. Charlie Blackmon, for me, is a really good player at Coors Field. He's very below average away from Coors Field, so you have that argument as well. So those two Rockies, for me, Max Muncy should be ahead of both of those guys to be on this All-Star team. 866-987-2570. Now, here's an interesting question. Dave Roberts was basically strongly implying that Hyunjin Ryu will start the National League All-Star team, and there's been no better pitcher in the National League than Ryu the first half of this season. But Clayton Kershaw will be making his eighth All-Star team, and he has never started the National League. He has never been the starter for the National League. So would Hyunjin Ryu want to pass the baton to Clayton, say, hey, you've never had this opportunity, why don't you start? Does Hyunjin Ryu tell Dave Roberts that? Probably not, because this is a huge deal for baseball and for Hyunjin to have the opportunity to start the National League for the National League and start in the All-Star game, because this is an international affair where it would be a huge deal for South Korea to have their best pitcher come over to the United States and have this accomplishment bestowed on him where he is starting for the National League. So I see, if it was any other pitcher out there, if it was going to be Scherzer again, if it was going to be DeGrom again, I would definitely say those guys should step away, bow out, and let Kershaw start the National League All-Star game, because who knows? Who knows if this is the last time he makes an All-Star team? We don't know that. He doesn't know that. And, you know, as he gets older with age, who knows if he'll be able to make another All-Star team? So why not take the opportunity this time? Now, what would be tremendous next year with the All-Star game being at Dodger Stadium is if he pitches well enough to make a ninth All-Star team, that he was able to start that game at Dodger Stadium. That would be pretty special. So hopefully he could stay healthy. Hopefully he could pitch the way he has this first half of the year next season, where we may have that opportunity and he may have that opportunity to start his first ever All-Star game, and it would be in Los Angeles in his home ballpark of Dodger Stadium. 866-987-2570. All right. If you caught our show on Saturday night after the Dodgers and Rockies game, you heard me basically say I believe that Cody Bellinger should participate in the home run derby, and I still believe that. I'm not just singling out Cody. I'm singling out the best players in baseball. If they really do care about marketing the game, they should participate in this event. This event, the home run derby, is bigger than baseball going to London for a couple of games that nobody really cares about, and honestly were pretty uninteresting, especially when you have those type of runs being scored. If you really want to have some momentum, if you're Major League Baseball during All-Star Week, have the best players participate in the home run derby. And if the guys are giving you feedback where it's a little bit too much, where you're exerting too much energy, hard to believe guys under 30 years old would even use that as an excuse, A. But B, if they did, shorten the event. It doesn't need to go as long as it's going. So I really believe that America, not only Los Angeles and Milwaukee, America wants to see Cody Bellinger and Christian Yelich go head-to-head in the home run derby. They've been promoting these guys on their social media all season long. They've been pitting them against each other all season long. They've been touting these guys as the lead for the two leaders for the National League MVP. So why wouldn't Cody Bellinger, or why wouldn't Major League Baseball try to find a way, along with the players union, to make this an event where the best participate? And it doesn't have to be every year, but you would like to see almost every year the best participate. I love seeing Ken Griffey Jr. in the 90s go up there against Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa with his hat turned backwards. That was must-see TV. I hate to, no disrespect to Josh Bell or Ronald Acuna Jr. or even Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Nobody really cares about them. I care about seeing Yelich. I care about seeing Bellinger. I care about seeing Mike Trout. I care about seeing Shohei Ohtani. I want those guys in the home run derby. And honestly, I feel these guys should feel some responsibility to promote the game. It's not like the game is at its most popular heights right now. Baseball is second. Make no doubt about it. NBA free agency, and they're not even playing a game, is taking over the headlines and what everybody's talking about. If baseball wanted to steal that for a night and maybe even milk it for a couple of more days, then they should get the best players to participate in this event. And nobody's going to convince me otherwise. They've also made it more tantalizing to these guys, because the winner of the home run derby gets $1 million cash. So if money is what they want, they have given them money as well. 866-987-2570. Do you feel like me? Do you want to see the best in the home run derby? I know Cody Bellinger said he wants to save it for next year at Dodger Stadium. Why can't he do both? Who's to say that he'll be available to hit in the home run derby next year? Things can happen over the course of 365 days. 866-987-2570. We're going to take a timeout here on Dodger Talk. When we come back, your phone calls, plus we'll get into what the Dodgers may be thinking getting closer to July 31st. Since today is the first day of July, we'll get more into the trade deadline and also want to send our prayers and our thoughts with Tyler Skaggs' family. Just a horrible tragedy as he was found dead in a hotel room in Arlington, Texas. So our hearts go out to Tyler's family, his wife, his mom, all of those Skaggs people. And it's a tragedy, no doubt about it. 27 years young, Tyler Skaggs of the Angels taken away from us. So our thoughts and prayers are with them. When we come back, more Dodger talk. And don't forget, Young and the Restless soap star Joshua Mara will join us at 7:30 right here on AM570 LA Sports. I bet Kareem wants to see Cody versus Yelich versus Trout versus Ohtani in the home run derby. No doubt about it, the Cap wants to see that. Unfortunately, we're not getting it. I've heard rumors and rumblings that Ohtani may enter, but right now all we have is Christian Yelich and the rest of the field. Josh Bell, Ronald Acuna Jr., Vladimir Guerrero. Is that really going to get Petro some money to talk about the home run derby? I mean, we'll talk about it on Dodger Talk, but will Petros and Money really turn their attention away from Kawhi Leonard watch for that field of hitters in the home run derby in Cleveland? I doubt it. Welcome to Dodger Talk. David Vasse with you until 8 o'clock. Joshua Morrow, our buddy from the Young and the Restless, a.k.a. Nick Newman, will be joining us at 7:30. He's a huge Dodger fan and love having him on the show, so we'll check in with Joshua Morrow at 7:30. We are talking about the home run derby. I'll get to the Dodgers' trade needs in just a moment. 866-987-2570. Why don't we talk about the Dodger trade needs before we get to that? All right, let's go to, where do you want to go, Ron? Who's on hold? Brian in West Hollywood. What's up, Brian?
Yes, I guess good evening. How are you?
Great, how are you?
Doing fine. Good to hear you again.
Thank you, Brian.
Let me just comment on the baseball All-Star game coming up July 9, always on the second Tuesday in the month. Traditionally, that game has been basically a game just for enjoyment. I think most of the funds go into the pension fund. And it has not really been promoted for activities outside the game itself. And I think what they should do is all of these activities that take place should be promoted during the regular season prior to the All-Star game. In other words, more emphasis needs to be put into those areas so that when the game takes place on July 9, people are tuned in to these enjoyable activities.
It's yeah, what about the home run derby? What do you think about that?
I am for it because that is obviously the pinnacle. That's how Hank Aaron and Barry Bonds got their publicity far more than other players. The home run is the kingpin of baseball. So I'm for it. But I want to see Major League Baseball promote it during the regular season at a very high level so that the fans will say, sure, let's get ready and watch this. Because it doesn't get the attention that it needs before the July 9th game.
I agree. Thank you for the phone call. And by the way, the argument that that guys that participate in the home run derby drop off the second half of the season is completely false. You look at last year, Bryce Harper hit 300 in the second half of the season with an OPS of 972. You look at Aaron Judge the year before that, winning the home run derby. He batted 290 with an OPS of 939, 22 home runs. You look at Giancarlo Stanton, his OPS the second half of the season, the year he won it was 800, and he hit 15 home runs. So, you know, there's a perception there that swinging in the home run derby will hurt your swing the second half of the season. I got news for you. Talking to guys that actually played the game and coached the game, they tell me players are doing home run derby the last couple of rounds of batting practice, so they're not ruining their swings for the game that night. I want to remind you not to miss out on Dodgers All Access on Monday, July 22nd for a behind-the-scenes night at Dodger Stadium with your Los Angeles Dodgers, the alumni, the front office, tour of the bullpen, the batting cages, and even where we work, the Vin Scully Press Box. Visit Dodgers.com/all access now to purchase your tickets. Want to also bring up, as far as the Dodgers go and the July 31st trade deadline, the Dodgers are obviously in the market for some bullpen help. You would assume they are going to try to acquire some bullpen help, and it may or may not be the bigger names that you think they should go after, but there's been guys in the past that have not been on many teams' radars, and the Dodgers have acquired them. Two guys that come to mind are Dylan Floro and Tony Cingrani, each from the Reds. They were acquired in separate deals, and maybe not the headliner that everybody was hoping for, but Andrew Friedman has been really good at building bullpens and identifying guys that are not really wanted by other teams. And I know Floro's had his ups and downs this year, but for the most part, since they acquired him the second half of last year, he's been very good. And if you look at Tony Cingrani before he got injured, he was a key part of the 2017 bullpen that had Brandon Morrow, who was signed to a major league contract in spring training, and Kenley Jansen. Those three were really good for the Dodgers. And then you look at who they may go after as far as bigger names. And the name that everybody is talking about is Felipe Vasquez of the Pirates. The Dodgers, I'm sure, are not the only team that has interest in Felipe Vasquez, a left-handed, hard-throwing back end of the bullpen relief pitcher, a closer for the Pirates right now, under team control for three more years. If you want him, you better be willing to part with one of your star catchers in the minor leagues, namely Keibert Ruiz or Will Smith. One of those two will have to go. So if you want a guy of that caliber, that's the starting asking price. And who knows? The Dodgers may be willing to part with Ruiz, considering the way Will Smith has performed in his opportunities at the big league level and the way he's swinging the bat in Oklahoma City. I have different scouting reports on Keibert Ruiz. Some people have told me they believe that his future in Major League Baseball is not as a catcher. They kind of liken him to Carlos Santana, who the Dodgers traded away to the Indians for Casey Blake in 08. So if he's not a catcher, then the offense that he's providing is not at a premium the way it would be if he was a catcher. All right, let's try the phones one more time before we take a break. Edwin in Los Angeles, third time's a charm. What's up, Edwin?
Thank you for getting my phone.
Oh, thanks for being patient.
Yeah, I had a question about the Dodgers. I'm kind of worried about their pitcher, their relief pitcher. Did the Dodgers should be getting a relief good pitcher, maybe like Will Smith?
Yeah, that's a possibility, Edwin. Will Smith is on the market. Farhan is trying to bring more talent into the organization because the Giants don't have much talent. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, so I would not rule out a Dodgers-Giants trade, and who knows? Maybe they're talking about Madison Bumgarner as well. Let's take a timeout. A guy that we know will be ready is our guest, Joshua Morrow from the Young and the Restless, will be joining us. He's a huge Dodger fan, and he is in his 25th season acting and starring on that soap opera that is still on CBS these days. Joshua Morrow's next. This is Dodger Talk with David Vasse on AM 570 LA Sports. This is David Vasse, off-day Dodger Talk. Dodgers back in action tomorrow against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Ross Stripling will be on the mound for the Dodgers tomorrow night. It's just a two-game series against the Diamondbacks and then four games against the San Diego Padres. And these are the final six games for the Dodgers before the All-Star break. They'll start the second half at Fenway Park in Boston a week from Friday. So things are moving quickly during this baseball season, and the Dodgers have a double-digit lead in the NL West. They have the best record in baseball, and one guy that I know is happy about that and is singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game during tapings of the Young and the Restless is the star of the show, or in my eyes, the star of the show, and that's Joshua Morrow. What's up, Joshua?
What's going on, Vasse? What's going on, buddy? Really,
I know
well.
You're excited. I know you're excited about the way the Dodgers are playing.
I am literally vibrating. Every day is like it's like Christmas. I turn on the games and I'm like expecting fireworks and presents and just baseball pageantry. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to watch.
Yes, it is. And the last time you were on the show, you were hitting the drums for Alex Verdugo to play every day. You got your wish, and he has not let you down. He's been a big reason why the Dodgers have the best record in baseball.
Their Bumbo, dude. Come on. I knew it. I'm like, what are we doing? We've got to play this kid. It's not a surprise that every team in the world was calling about him, trying to get him in trade, and we kept him, and then he was sitting. I'm like, what are we doing? And if you remember on all our text chains, Vasse, where did I tell you he should be hitting in the order? Two. And look
yes.
where he is.
Have you been calling Dave Roberts to let him know?
You know what? I reached out to him, and he ignored me, I think, because I was, you know, I was talking like, what are we doing? What are we doing? So, you know, DR's a great dude. I love him. And he definitely doesn't need a self-star's opinion. He's doing an amazing job. But, I mean, Verbombo is, I mean, he's my favorite Dodger player right now, obviously after Cody Bellinger. But, man, they're so exciting, and they're a young team. And they're all like farm guys. It's just, man, it's amazing. I mean, I'm so depressed when they don't play. All day today, I've been wondering like why I'm so sad. And it's not because of the young and the rest. It's because there's no game on.
How do your co-stars handle you when you're only about the Dodgers? It seems like you're more focused on what's going on with the Dodgers than maybe your script.
That is a fact, bro. And let me tell you, it seems like you wouldn't have believed it, but half of our crew guys, those are my best friends, a lot of them are Giants fans. And I am just so cocky and, like, talking crap to them. And there's this one guy, Ben, who's in charge of props, and he always brings up that run of three World Series that the Giants had recently. And I can't really dispute it, but – man, it's been just beat down after beat down on the Giants. I'm loving it.
Yeah, every time the Dodgers face – you should remind the prop guy that the Giants are in last place right now, and the Giants may even trade one of their two pitchers to the Dodgers.
Well, we've been talking about that a lot, and he's – you know, he is beat down. You can see it in his face. He can no longer really argue. I mean, the organization is just in – it's just in ruins right now. And, you know, thank God he's got the Warriors to, like, always, you know, talk smack on, because obviously I'm a Laker fan too. And like all of Southern California, I'm on Kawhi Leonard watch as well. So it's been it's fun, man. We all have a good time with each other. And I've been slightly unbearable. I mean, what the Dodgers are doing right now is just video game stats, like, you know, Nintendo-like numbers happening on a daily basis.
Number one Dodger fan and actor, that's his real job. He's an actor. That I know it sounds like he's a Dodger talk analyst, but his real job is being an actor on The Young and the Restless. He's done it for 25 years playing Nick Newman, and I'm sure you've seen the evolution of sports and soap operas and the connection they have with each other. Are you surprised why baseball players, especially when you first started, Joshua, how they were drawn to watching soap operas all the time?
I was very surprised because I was meeting all my idols and heroes, and, you know, I want to talk about a four-game set against, you know, the Padres, and they want to talk about, you know, how hot the girls are that I'm making out with. So, you know, it's like anything, you know, they're in their rooms, you know, taking naps between games or hitting. And, I mean, all athletes watch soap operas because they've got that time of the day where generally they're relaxing in their room waiting for their games and stuff. But it's been cool. I've met a lot of great, like, friends who are athletes because they're into my job. And, you know, I'm just the biggest sports fanatic in the world. I feel like I'm like Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man when it comes to, like, sports stats, really, you know. So they know I know what I'm talking about. And, you know, they're all so claws. They all want to be actors, really. I mean, that's at the end of the day, yeah. It seems like the actors want to be they want to be actors and make out with hot girls like I do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the problem with that. I don't think you could hold that against them.
Dude, I don't know how I got this job. I mean, I just work out make out.
Has Sharon Case brought me up since the last time you were on the show? Just want to check about that.
You know, she has not, but to be fair, I'm not really working with her a ton, but I'm going to bring it up again. I think – you know, she's a beautiful, talented woman, and you should meet her. She's a great, great gal.
Are you telling me Nick and Sharon are not, there's no chance of them getting back together in the calendar year of 2019?
Not at the moment. It doesn't look good. I can't talk about what's coming up soon, but something really bad happens that, you know, draws a wedge even further between them.
Okay.
You know, but Nick and Sharon, they will always find their way back to each other eventually, but for now, it's definitely not happening.
All right, Joshua Morrow is our guest. He's the star of The Young and the Restless, celebrating his 25th season being on the show as Nick Newman. And all right, before you came on the show, Joshua, I was talking about how I want to see the best in the Home Run Derby. I want to see Cody Bellinger in there. I want to see Mike Trout against Christian Yelich, and it doesn't seem like Cody or Trout are going to participate. As a baseball fan, don't you feel like we need those stars to make the game popular or get to the popularity it once was?
Well, of course, but until we start incentivizing it more, I mean, listen.
They get $1 million. Winner gets $1 million.
Okay, well, let's make it more. If you're talking about Mike Trout, he just signed, what, $350 million? Do you think he's like, yeah, I need that extra million to really put me over the top? Now, obviously, young guys who are still waiting for that big contract, like Cody Bellinger, would be ideal. Like, absolutely. So I don't know what the numbers are for All-Star games and profit and TV and whatever, but $1 million is nothing. It's nothing. And the Home Run Derby, in all honesty, has gotten a little tired because they don't have the superstars in it.
Right.
So if you make it, you know, you make it split. I love the new format with the time. That's great.
Yes.
I think it's really great, and it's made for much better television. But you make that Home Run Derby prize something that those guys can't turn down. Maybe throw in a philanthropic edge with a dual matching charitable donation to one of their choice.
Boom.
They'll get in there, man.
You are the perfect guy to talk to about this because you are a TV star. You know what would drive the athletes to come to that showcase and to really put on the A-list show that we all want to see. So I hope Major League Baseball is listening to you, Joshua. You gotta be able to find a way to push for this.
Yeah, let me ask you this: who's the big like car sponsor? Who would be the
Chevy?
Chevy's the big one. So you go to Cody Bellinger and you say, Cody Bellinger, you go and hit us 40 belly bombs, and if you win, we're going to buy every member of your family a Chevy truck. You're telling, like, every member. You're telling me he's not going to be like, oh, so it's not just one car that I kicked to my, like, old high school baseball coach. You're going to give me 25 trucks? Now we're talking, and everyone would watch. You get Cody Bellinger in the first round against Mike Trout or what you said. I mean, there's a way to make these guys play.
I'm with you. My other question, too, is I know Ryu's had a great season, but I brought this up in the first segment of the show that maybe Ryu and Dave Roberts want to consider bowing out and having Clayton Kershaw start this year's All-Star game because he has never started a single All-Star game in now his eighth selection. So what do you think about Ryu being the bigger man and saying, you know what, you may never have another chance. Here you go, Clayton.
You know, it would be an incredible gesture on Ryu's part, but I don't know if you could honestly say that to a guy and he'd be completely willing to do it. Now, I don't know Hyunjin Ryu, like, personally at all, but if I had to bet if there was any pitcher willing to do it, it might be him. But it would be an incredible ask. Starting the All-Star game is an awesome honor. And Hyunjin Ryu has been obviously lights out, best pitcher in baseball. Every time he plays, you know I'm blowing you up on your text saying, name me a better pitcher in baseball. And that was when he was like 3-0. And who knows if he's going to mimic this year again. So this may be his only shot to start an All-Star game, you know?
That's the double-edged sword right there because this will be a great honor for him, for his country, and for baseball around the globe if he's able to start this game. And like you said, who knows if he'll ever have a season like this again. And there's a better chance, I would say, Kershaw has another opportunity at the All-Star game than Ryu. And could you imagine, Joshua, next year, if Kershaw pitches well enough to make the All-Star team, that he starts his first ever All-Star game at Dodger Stadium? That would be incredible.
That was the next thing out of my mouth. It's the kind of the stars are aligned for Kershaw to get his magical start at Dodger Stadium. And frankly, the numbers necessarily wouldn't have to dictate that, right? I mean, there could be more deserving starting pitchers, but you couldn't say that whoever's the coach managing the team next year wouldn't be like, you know, this is kind of one of those spots where this happens. And yeah. Then I wouldn't think it'd be a big deal, but I just don't think you could take away from Hyunjin Ryu, dude. He's earned it, man. He's been flat out nasty. Now, I was concerned. There was some talk initially about the way the games lined up that he was going to be pitching and probably going to have to sit out the All-Star game. Is that no longer the case?
No, it's no longer the case. He would be lined up to pitch the All-Star game.
Okay, because initially that was a concern, right? Am I not crazy?
No, that was a concern. But when the Dodgers altered their rotation the last time around, it kind of set up for him to be available to start for the All-Star, for the National League. So that's all good. He'll be, and Dave Roberts said the last day in Colorado, expect Ryu to be the starter, even though there's been no formal announcement.
Perfect. I had some real concern about that. That would have been a real blow for him to have had this first half and get that honor. And then just because he's got to pitch like one game against the Diamondbacks or something, he couldn't start the All-Star game. So I'm very happy about that.
If that didn't happen, would you have taken a day off from Young and the Restless because you would have been so distraught that you couldn't focus?
Well, it depends. What if in that day I've got a real emotional, story going? I mean, I needed to use that as a device to get myself to that emotional state. So maybe it would have helped.
That is awesome. Hey, you got to come to a game soon. You're such a big fan. You never come to a game. Find some time to bring the family to the game. We'll make it happen.
You know, my sons have asked me, and more importantly, my wife is always, and she goes, you love to watch these games. She goes, you talk to me about the dumbest Dodger things in the world. You are a fanatic about it, but you'd rather watch them on TV. And I said, babe, honestly, the last time I went to the Dodger game, this is not an exaggeration, the game was over. It was obviously a very exciting game. I love the environment, and it was the highs and lows. When I left the game, I literally sat in my car for 1 hour waiting just to leave the parking lot. And I was like, we have these spaceships on Mars collecting samples and sending them back to Earth so we can go over them. But we can't figure out how to get people out of Dodger Stadium in under an hour.
It must have been a popular game.
It was. I think it was a huge game. It may have been a playoff game last year, actually, now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
But still, dude, it was painful, man. I'd had 12 beers. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Your wife was driving.
My wife was driving us home. Yeah, exactly. It was just more frustrating. But if you truly like the little nuances of the game, and like the way I do it, like I'm a baseball coach and obsessed with hitting and fielding and footwork and everything, watching on TV is incredible. You catch so many more things, like the way the catcher's setting up and stuff, and I just really enjoy that part of it. But I am definitely going to be coming out. I keep waiting for Dave Roberts to say that I'm going to be like a late inning replacement at second base for Kike or something, and then I'll definitely be there, like, because I'm pretty sure I could turn a double play with Seager and in the game in glorious fashion.
Well, maybe we could get you out there for batting practice at the very least.
If I could take batting practice, holy cow. Now that would be...
I didn't say take batting practice. I'd say I get you to watch batting practice.
Oh, no, I need to take batting practice. I need to hit.
Hey, pump the brakes.
So I just warm up in the bullpen in like eighth inning with Kenley. Just next, he and I are like next to each other in a tight game. And he's looking at me like, are you going in? I'm like, no, I think you are, big guy.
No, we'll just get you next to Joe Kelly. How about that? And you never know. Well, Dave might go to you instead.
That's a whole other bone of contention for me, Mr. Kelly. But he's been a lot better lately.
He's pitched
a lot
great.
Better.
Yeah, he has pitched great lately, for sure. I think we're seeing positive signs. I really believe that he's turned the corner. It's not going to be as rocky as it was the first month of the season.
Trust me.
I do too. He's definitely lining up to go back into that high leverage spot in front of Baez. You know, I think Floro's definitely been struggling, so he needs to go back down. But I think Kelly's ready for some more crucial innings, and it's time for him. We paid him a lot of money. He's got obviously a live arm. I think it's time for Mr. Kelly to get back in the high leverage spots.
All right, I love it. Hey, when you're done with Young and the Restless, you have a seat next to me on Dodger Talk anytime you want it. So I'm sure who loves stars would definitely sign you up to co-host Dodger Talk, or maybe just host it and fire me.
No. Boss, hey, you are royalty, man. I love you. I love listening to you. I love everything you've ever done, from the Puig stuff to just everything. I think you're the best, man. And I kind of keep waiting to be like the Alec Baldwin to Saturday Night Live. You know, you just always call me when you need a guy, because I'm always here. I know more about Dodger baseball than anyone should, and I'm ready, my friend.
That's why I call you. You know your stuff. I want to hear the passion, and people should know about it. And I am a big Young and the Restless fan, so this is a perfect combination for us.
Well, I've said I want you to come to the show. I might be able to get you like a small walk on or something. But you really want to come down and see what we got, man, maybe we should explore that.
If you make that happen, I'll pull a favor with Dave Roberts and let you get 5 pitches in the cage.
5? All right, so I'm going to foul 2 off. I'm going to hit 1 to the
left. You
want 10?
I'll try to get 10. If you get me a scene with Sharon Case, you got 10.
10? All right, let me talk about some magic here, man.
Hey, before I let you go, the show before us, Petros and Money, my good buddy Petros Papadakis. You know, he gets a little jealous when I have the Hollywood stars on, and he starts to tell me he knows these people, and he said he knows you, and I don't believe him. Do you remember ever meeting Petros Papadakis?
It's a funny story. I met Petros one time, and I hope he remembers this. And please, next time you talk to him, will you ask him? He was really good friends with this girl I was dating. Her brother played USC football. And he and her brother were, his name was Patrick Muldoon. He was an actor on Days of Our Lives. We also played USC football. And I was dating his
sister. He was in Saved by the Bell, too.
I believe you're right. I'm not sure all the credits, but great dude. And so Shayna brought over to my little weird apartment in Hollywood.
Oh, no.
Obviously, he was just a football player then. Out of talking, out of nowhere, he told me that he could. And I just thought it was the most interesting thing for this white dude, Greek guy from USC football. And I said, show me, prove it. And in my living room with my, you know, Sega Genesis and my Mickey's 40s bottles, he starts like Jamaican rapping. I don't even know what you call it. And he was incredible. I was like, what? How is this coming out of this dude's mouth? He was insane. And that was the only time I met him. But
he's still the same guy, minus the Sega Genesis. He's still the same guy. Yeah. He's still a reggae lover. I think he still drinks Mickey's too.
Oh yeah, he was a great dude. We had a lot of fun, and I listened to him and Money on the radio as well. They absolutely slay me. But you tell him I said hello, and I'll do his show anytime he wants to, because I still remember that reggae rapping thing in session in my apartment.
All right. It's legit then. He wasn't just trying to latch on to my good Hollywood friend, Joshua Morrow. There is an actual connection.
There was a connection, and he was a cool dude, even back then.
All right, that's awesome. He's still a good dude. He's one of the best guys out there, like you.
That's cool. Oh, thanks, brother. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll be expecting the text chains to come in around the first inning tomorrow night when the Dodgers take on the Diamondbacks.
Well, you know, I've got my standard memes I like to send you, and I don't know anyone else in the world. My cousin in Washington also loves the Dodgers, but he's not nearly as passionate as you and I are. So when things are good or bad, sometimes I need you to either talk me off the ledge or join me in my celebrations.
And I feel all right. I feel like I'm a good therapist, so I hope I'm doing a good job.
You are. You're my Dodger therapist, man. I don't know how much you charge me an hour. Just Venmo request me, and I'll send it to you.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show. I know you're busy. You got work. You got your family. You got your kids. So thanks a lot for coming on and talking Dodger baseball. We love it, Joshua.
Anytime, brother, and I mean that, anytime. I truly love the Dodgers, and I know they don't love me as much as I love them, but I don't care. They're everything.
They do. They love you as much back, and come to a game so they actually know what you look like.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and make that happen. In fact, July is very light for me. I've been just absolutely crushed at work, so I'll make that happen. I'll bring my smallest son in. He's a Dodger fan too, crazy like me. Loves him some Cody Bellinger like me, and I'll bring him in. You'd love him. He's a hoot.
All right, let's do it. I'll bring you up to the press box. You could see Oral Hershiser and Rick Monday and see all those guys.
Sounds good, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Joshua.
Anytime, bud. Later.
There he goes. Joshua Morrow from The Young and the Restless. You may know him better as Nick Newman. He's been on the show for 25 years. Pretty amazing and a really down-to-earth guy, considering who he gets to work with. Like you mentioned, the kissing scenes he's got going on. So, I mean, he's a family man. He's got kids, and he loves baseball, and that's why we had him on the show. So, Joshua Morrow, a great guy, and hopefully he does bring the family out to Dodger Stadium like you should. And AM570 LA Sports is helping you do it for free. They started today, and it's continuing tomorrow and Wednesday. We are giving 76 winners the chance to see the Dodgers take on the Padres on July 6th. Get it? 76. Don't know who wrote this. And we are hooking you up with gas cards as well. On top of it, honor Cody Bellinger's incredible first half with the Cody Bellinger replica jersey night at the ballpark, the night we are giving away tickets presented by 76. Only one station can get you pumped up for Dodger baseball, AM570 LA Sports. You can get more details at AM570LASports.com. All right, that'll do it for off-day Dodger talk tonight. I'm glad we could get some phone calls in, and really want to thank Joshua Morrow for spending as much time as he did with us. I wasn't expecting us to just continue to talk baseball, but we did, and you heard his passion for the team. So he's one of you, Joshua Morrow from The Young and the Restless. Thank you so much. And in case you missed any of the show, you could podcast it at AM570LASports.com. The Dodgers tomorrow night back in action at Dodger Stadium, the first of the final six games before the All-Star break. Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck begins at 6 o'clock with first pitch at 7:10. It will be Ross Stripling on the mound against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Thanks to Ronnie Fascio for all his help back at the station. Coming up next, Fox Sports Radio. See you.